You're listening to SBS News.
The South Australian government has lifted border restrictions on travellers from Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Tasmania, but not New South Wales. New South Wales has recorded just one new COVID-19 case, prompting Premier Gladys Berejiklian to again criticise domestic border closures and what she calls her state's crazy exclusion from a South Australian travel bubble. The case recorded involved an overseas traveller in hotel quarantine after 12,000 tests were carried out. Ms. Berejiklian has previously expressed displeasure at Queensland not reopening its borders. She says such restrictions within a country are nonsensical.
None of this makes sense to me. We are one nation. Yes, we comprise a number of states, and each state, each premier has led their state in a different way. But that's no reason to have internal borders. I can't see the logic in it. I think it's crazy.
South Australia has recorded one new case of coronavirus, as their borders also remain closed to those coming from Victoria. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has, tongue-in-cheek, told people not to be concerned about it, saying no one should want to visit South Australia anyway. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann also expressed his frustration over border restrictions during question time.
As the Federal Chief Medical Officer and Deputy Chief Medical Officer have made clear on a number of occasions, there is no medical reason for any state borders to remain closed. In fact, there is no health advice in front of us that state or territory borders need to be closed. The closure of state borders is having a significant negative impact on our economy. With international borders closed, tourism operators will need to rely on domestic holiday makers to fill the void from international tourists.
Victoria has recorded 21 new cases of coronavirus, the biggest increase in more than a month. Of the 21 new cases, 15 are returned travellers in mandatory hotel quarantine. Two of the remaining six cases have been linked to known outbreaks, while the others were detected through routine testing. While the increase has left authorities concerned, Chief Nursing Officer Alison McMillan says the state has moved quickly to contain the situation.
We are seeing small community clusters. We know we've seen that in Victoria, and we do and did say as we ease restrictions we would expect to see these small clusters. The important thing is that Victoria have moved quickly in containing that small outbreak. They're doing extensive testing and contact tracing, and that's what we need. So we need people, if they've got symptoms, to quickly get tested, and therefore we can then get in contact, obviously particularly helpful if they've got the COVID app. And we can contain those outbreaks to small numbers.
There have been 102 deaths, 7,370 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Australia, 16 people remain in hospital, and three of those are in intensive care. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.